carriers face a serious challenge: how to stay essential in a world where the headlines all focus on hyperscalers and AI, not coverage, capacity, or reliability. Well, the answer is to reinvent their networks and the services that run over them by shifting to infrastructure-grade software. Everyone's doing it, but that strategy fails when execution collapses under the weight of complexity. And complexity is now the default condition of every carrier network.
Our goal was to basically take that original idea and actually execute it from an operational standpoint. So that means making sure our P&L is solid, making sure our return on investment is solid.
Carriers, execution has to be more than a marketing slogan. It needs to be their defining discipline. Telco businesses are now software sitting on top of physics with AI embedded throughout the stack. And this is about more than technology, because execution is where complexity presses hardest against the most fundamental component of carrier services: trust. I'm Steve Saunders. Welcome to Carrier 2.0. The biggest fairy tale in telecom today is the idea that we can just start over. Carriers typically don't get greenfield conditions. They get live networks, they get legacy tech, they get customers, and they get liability, all intermingled.
I don't think there's no forklift of networks in the world we live in. It's like there are still networks that are 20 years ago was built. Everything kind of have to get along the way. But you're right that the number of endpoints is going up, you know, exponentially, it feels like, right?
That's the reality of executing this software transition. It's like changing the propeller while the plane is in the air. In a complex system, silos can feel productive, right up until the moment that they've become a complete impediment to improvement. For decades, carriers organized this way because it made sense. Networks were layered, and each layer could be owned by a different team. But 21st century software-based network biomes are something else entirely. These are ecosystems of thousands of programs and dozens of suppliers. Making them work now requires the opposite of segregation.
Think about your enterprise and the business's need. There's something that is really very close to you. Think about critical infrastructure, where you are the critical infrastructure for the critical infrastructure, and work backward from there. And try to start with the asset that you already have. You don't have to go greenfield, because when you go to enterprise and critical infrastructure security, needs to be upfront thought out. It cannot be bolt on. It has to be designed in. I think many of the conversation in large industries, the IT, OT, and the security posture for everything is starting to come together.
AI is where the hype sits. But for telcos, trust is the key differentiator that decides what enterprises actually buy and from whom. And carriers earn that trust by being competent in the messy middle: integration, reliability, and answers that don't overpromise.
AI is now the buzzword. And, you know, when you start talking to the businesses in the area that we serve, there's a lot of questions, and there's varying levels of engagement at this point. I think at some point, most everyone embraces AI to some degree, but I think it's going to vary depending on the business they're in. Whether it's a healthcare vertical, a banking vertical, an agricultural vertical. So they're asking a lot of questions right now. And being local and having that connection with the businesses that we serve gives them the comfort that, hey, you have been in technology for a long time. You provide IT services, MSP services. You're a broadband provider. Help us understand what this can do for us.
Carriers have been using AI for about 20 years. They just called it machine learning. The new AI being pushed by hyperscalers is an extension of that model, layering large language models on top with chatbots to make everything accessible and easier to use. LLMs introduce a new problem with carrier networks, hallucinations. But out in the real world, the carriers I've spoken to say they face a much bigger concern.
You know, for us, it's being able to make sure that the network is stable and that, you know, we're providing the throughput so that the technology that he is embracing is able to do what it does. It's only going to continue to advance and evolve, right? And the bandwidth requirements will adjust as the complexity increases, right? So, you know, for us is making sure that our fiber network has the throughput to keep him operating without any potential glitches, because you mentioned hallucinations, but, you know, a loss in signal because of a network failure could have a similar effect to a autonomous operation. It's going to stop. It's not going to continue moving without connectivity.
So yes, AI does change the network, but execution still starts with uptime, throughput, and predictable behavior. Carriers who are already on the AI journey say the same thing. Data clarity is the first principle and the first step of any AI architecture transformation. Without it, AI simply amplifies complexity.
When you want to achieve to AI, the first piece that we had to do was really to build a clean, clear database. So that has been the first part of the journey, which was a little bit complex for us. As you know, we are carved out from Lumens. Second was to identify a few use cases where we knew that we had pain points. So that's why I took the example of buried services and making sure that we say, okay, we know that we can improve this use case for AI. And so be maniacally focused on that, meaning it's very important to prioritize what you do with AI. Because, of course, if you look at AI, you say, oh, it can do everything. But at the end of the day, you cannot afford to do everything.
In other words, execution is choosing what to automate and what not to. A lot of what's being called AI in the network today is actually a clash of models. Telecom was originally built on deterministic principles, but LLM-based AI introduces semantic probabilistic systems that behave quite differently. It's an extremely complicated oil and water problem for carriers to unpick.
When you are working with the API, it's a deterministic and it's strict contract-based interaction. When you're working with an agentic AI system, it's semantic-based exploration and interaction. You know, I have on my computer, my laptop, because I'm doing a lot of advocacy and keynoting, I've got an implementation of a device location camera API that is working on our Orange Playground. And when you're integrating the API by book on the CLI, I've got in return a very, very detailed, highly technical latitude and longitude about where the device and the people with the device are located. When I have the same interaction with MCP connected to my AI conversational interface, I'm talking to you. And guess what? When you are asking to multiple device location that are in the same area, when you're asking the second time, the model is saying, hey guys, did you notice that you have two numbers that are exactly in the same area?
But wait, there's yet another layer to the execution challenge.
Cloud native and Kubernetes will be roughly since 15 years production grade and production ready. We have only at best 5 to 10% of our network function asset that are truly and really cloud native.
One of the biggest misconceptions in AI networking today is that the ideal end state of the network is complete autonomy. In the carrier world, the end state is actually trust, and trust will require humans in the loop indefinitely. Autonomous capability, but with human control.
I think having humans in the loop
for a variety of reasons, supervisory, you know, compliance, regulation, you know, having humans be part of this loop for the foreseeable future is this going to be the way we do things. I think it's very hard to imagine handing off complete control of your network to autonomous agents anytime soon.
Throughout our industry, the execution standard is rising. Enterprises and vertical industries now expect networks to behave like software, ordered, provisioned, and modified at speed, but without breaking.
The folks are going to win who can figure out how to make infrastructure available at software speed. The only way you do that is with deep sort of software expertise. When I say infrastructure at software speed, I mean having a great software experience where you can find, design, order, provision, deliver your network experience for enterprise customers, all with a software-driven experience. Enterprises have been acclimated. It started with the cloud. Now it's going into networking. And if you're not ready to make a sizable investment in making your infrastructure available at software speed, you know, it's going to be a hard row to hoe. Or you just focus on infrastructure. Just sell the fiber and let other folks who are making the software investment help you monetize that physical network infrastructure that you have. Beware the bridge to nowhere. The economics will not pencil in.
So here's where we end up. There is no forklift upgrade. There is no greenfield reset. There is only execution, existing within a maze of code complexity without breaking trust. And that's why the winners won't necessarily be the loudest or the most hyped or the most AI forward. They'll be the ones who can modernize live networks, build horizontal platforms instead of silos, use AI with discipline, and keep humans in the loop where trust demands it. I'm Steve Saunders. This is Carrier 2.0, and I'll see you next time.